The Bible says in 2 Timothy, now listen to this, study to approve yourself worthy, mature, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we've all heard that, but I want you to hear it again. I'm going to show you something. Why does the Bible say, study to approve yourself worthy, mature, correctly dividing the word of truth? Now, I want everybody to focus on me here because this is the essence of what New Beginnings is all about. When the Torah was given to Moses, the Bible was given to Moses, many of you know this, but many of you don't. There are no chapters. There are no sentences. There are no capitals. There are no vowels. And there are no punctuations in the sentence. It is just continual Hebrew words. Now, why is that? Because it's taught that there are four levels of understanding God's word. The first is milk. We know this to be line upon line, precept upon precept. And the revelation is that when you're a baby, you get the milk of the word. But as you begin to get hungry and you want something more, the more you prove yourself mature in the ways of God, the more you prove yourself trustworthy as a child of God, paying my tithes, coming to church, praying, studying, witnessing, the more you prove yourself worthy, the more God will reveal to you the truth, that when you know that truth, it will set you free. Right? Y'all heard the sermon about the preacher, the evangelist got up and preached a message. And everybody said, that was a wonderful message. He used a five-night revival. The next night, he got up and preached the same message. Everybody goes, well, that's good, you know, but twice. And third night, same message. Fourth night, same message. Fifth night, same message. And finally, the pastor said, why do you keep preaching the same message? He said, when they do what I told them to do on the first night, I'll move on to something else. Do you understand? How many want to know the truth that will come and set you free? God says, my people destroyed for what reason? Okay, so in Hebrew, there are four levels of understanding the word of God. I'm going to show you today how to get to the fourth level so that nothing will be hidden and nothing will be held back. You're reading the word of God. You're in your car. Your car is knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So you're on your journey. And you decide to your family, you know what? It's hot. It's humid. Let's go down to the beach, have a picnic, play, swim in the cool water. So you get in your car, your salvation. You go down to the beach, church, and you want to go swimming. But when you get to the beach, you see a sign sticking up in the sand. And that sign, for those that are on the side, says, private beach, no swimming allowed. So the immature, level one Christian, says, well, we had a nice trip. It was a nice drive down here. And level one, the milk Christian, they get back in their car and they go home. We had a nice trip. But those that are a little bit more mature says, private beach, no swimming allowed. Well, let's sit in the parking lot in our car and we'll eat our lunch in our car and we'll watch the ocean. They got a little bit more of the blessing. Okay? But the third level, he's who's a little bit more mature, more trustworthy of being a child of God. They go, private beach, no swimming allowed. Doesn't say anything about the grass. So they get out of their car, they sit on the grass, and they eat their picnic lunch, and they get to hear the birds, seagulls, and they hear the waves flapping, and they get a breeze. The immature had the same opportunity, but they went home. All they got was a car ride. That's where most of the church is. The next level, they're faithful in praying, they're faithful in their tithing, and they do the, they sit in their car and they say, this parking lot's not private. They watch the ocean. The third level, who is grown beyond just what they have to do, and they begin to serve God, they go, not saying nothing about, we can't, they don't own the birds, they don't own the smell of the ocean, they don't own the sound of the waves, right? So they sit in the grass, they don't get to play on the sand, they don't get to go swim, but they got better than everybody else. The mature ones, those who will be faithful in God, and you're going to see this in an incredible story. Those who will be faithful in God, all of a sudden, the rest of the world reads it like this. Private beach, no swimming allowed. But then God shows you how to rightly divide his word, and all of a sudden, the truth that will set you free comes out. So we who are will say, I'll serve you with all my heart, all my life. God brings in the punctuation and says, private beach, no swimming allowed. Do you get it? That truth was there for everybody, but they didn't know how to read it. This church is here not to just go on a car ride. This church here is that we can get in that water and have everything that God has for us by rightly dividing the word of truth. Can I have an amen? We're going to talk about what it meant for Jacob to wrestle with the angel and get wounded in his hip. It's going to blow your mind. Before we get there, let me say this, and I'll show you something. In Hebrew, a wound in the leg is always related to financial failure. But the truth that you're about to understand will set you free. Now, we're going to get there, but did I already have you turn to Genesis 25? Okay, go with me to Genesis chapter 25. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah his wife conceived or became pregnant. But the children struggled within her, and she said, if all is well with me, why am I this way? And so she went to inquire of the Lord. Now let me stop right there. I'm going to give you a whole lot in the next few minutes. Rebekah is pregnant with twins. Verse 23 says, and the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Now look at me a second. Everything God teaches us has how many parts? Two. What are they? Spiritual, physical, heavenly, earthly. You've got, when you read the Word of God, you got to know that. Ancient Jewish wisdom says, when she said, they struggle within me, ancient Jewish wisdom teaches us, as we go back and read the Hebrew, it says when Rebekah would walk past the house of God or the place to study, Jacob would stir up in her. But when she walked past something immoral or pagan on the street, Esau would stir up in her. In every one of us, there are two worlds. There is the godly nature, and there is the sin nature. It's whichever nature we feed is who wins. Are you with me? All right. There's a lot more of that, but let me go on. Verse 23, and the Lord said, there are two nations in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One The first one, in Hebrew, it is literally the first one. The first one born shall be the stronger than the other, but the other one shall serve the younger. Now, I'm about to show you some amazing stuff. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. The first came out ruddy. Now, some translations say red, but a better English translation from the Hebrew is ruddy. Now, look at me. We picture Esau being red in color, but that's not what it means in Hebrew.